Blog Talk Radio.
Misha,
They tried to get me away from it. Brian's mom kept me in her bed for too long, but I said, no, I got to do football. I can't do this no more. You know that's the one thing that's better than sex with Brian's mom, and that's goddamn fantasy football and talking to my friends.
There it is.
Fantasy football show, but okay.
Hey, what's up, Beef? Brian.
Hey, I'm ecstatic about this upcoming football season, and it's not, to see my Miami Dolphins do well. It's just to see what players are going to come out and perform. Who's going to be the star? Who's going to be the stud that nobody expects? And I got a couple of surprises that I think are going to be good, and a couple of people that I would never pick in a deadline. But I'll tell you like this, man: Raiders are going to be a pretty good team. Matt Flynn is going to be a quarterback. I'm telling you right now, he might have went to the right system. And, you got to watch out for him. I think they could really make some noise.
Midfield, McFadden breaks a tackle. He's gone! 10-5, touchdown, Raiders!
Run!
Okay.
Yeah, Run DMC is going to be doing his thing this year. I'm going to keep throwing that at you guys, man. It's Fantasy Football Soul Kitchen Radio. Check it out, 714-694-4150. In exactly 23 minutes and 10 seconds, I will begin my very first live fantasy football draft with Masters of the Gridiron with Sean Polaris' team, who actually is in our team too. He's in our leagues also. So I'm in his league this year, 16-team PPR. Wow. 16-team. I fell right in the middle. My draft location, I fell right in the middle. I fell at 8. So if I do this right, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I should be able to get like a Ray Rice, a C.J. Spiller, Alfred Morris. Of course, we know Adrian Peterson is going first. Arian Foster is going second. Doug Martin is going to be going. Jamal Charles, Marshawn Lynch, Megatron will be probably 6. LeSean McCoy. So it'll be between LeSean McCoy, C.J. Spiller, Matt Forte, Ray Rice, Alfred Morris, or Trent Richardson.
I actually drafted Ridley and Richardson back to back. I went on auto on one of mine. And
let me go ahead and shout. I didn't hear my man Dez being called.
Oh well, Dez is probably gonna be in the what's going on this year. He'll be available in the first round. This is a 16-team, one quarterback, 3 wide receivers, 2 running backs, 1 flex, a tight end, a kicker, a defense, and he's also playing 3 defensive players with 8 people on the bench. So it's gonna be that's as far as offense is concerned, that's 272 players in the draft. And that's not leaving a whole lot for the waiver wire. So we'll see what happens there, but I'm counting on maybe picking up a Trent Richardson or Alfred Morris. And since I have the 8th, I'll have the same pick every time. I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait 16. I don't have to wait 32. The first pick is going to have to wait still for the second pick. Right? So everybody's going to be gone before the first pick. Many people say, I want the first pick in the draft, but they don't understand that in the snake rotation, it goes 1 through 16, 16 through 1. That means you're going to get the first pick, you're going to get the 32nd pick.
Yep.
So by that time, everybody is gone. Lou,
here's a
question
that I have.
Go ahead.
To all fantasy football league managers out there, it is entirely too early for a draft.
Exactly, with all the injuries. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. It's going to hurt somebody. They're going to draft a player today. They're going to draft a player tomorrow. And that guy's going to get hurt. And you're going to build your team around him, and you're going to get screwed.
There's too many injuries.
Exactly. I feel the same exact way. And, you know, I was when he said August 11th, okay, well, I'm in it. I'm going to go for it. We'll see what happens. You know, ours, we don't draft until Sunday before the first kickoff of the season. That way all the preseason is gone. You know what to expect, and you go in full bore.
Right.
Misha, when you draft this year, what's your team going to look like, Misha?
Well, you know, I took some chances on some of the receivers last year, but this year, you know, I'm always a little. I always tend to go for the Patriots guys, and I'm gonna be drafting some guys from the Patriots rookie work that they have going on over there because they are feeling confident with some of them. We have this one gentleman who's come there to replace no one can replace Gronkowski, but right now there's a big gentleman over there.
Jack Setterfield from Nevada.
6'7", and he's looking like a real stud at a tight end. There's a couple of rookie receivers whose names I still can't fully remember, but they're looking good, and I think I want to go with them. And just this year, I think I'm going to take a wild chance on a lot of rookies.
Okay. And you did you draft last year or did you get the
no,
you got
that?
No, I didn't get a chance to draft last year, so this is all new to me.
The first year, wait a minute, the first year you had problems because you had some Y mail, right? And remember we couldn't even get you into the Yahoo stuff. The second year I don't know where the hell you were, but you ended up taking somebody else's team because you still couldn't get into. You couldn't figure out that just get you a damn Yahoo email and make it work. It's free. It don't cost nothing. Shit. So finally, this year we got. And I bet you, right before the draft, your computer's gonna freeze up. You're gonna go auto draft the whole time.
That most likely what's gonna happen. Wait, is the draft? When is the draft? September 5th, or is it tonight? You said.
No, our draft for that league is August 25th. It's 1 week before for the Money League draft.
Okay, good. Yes, I got my list. I got my. I think everybody kind of has a cheat sheet this year, so I got my cheat sheet of some handsome studs that I'm gonna draft.
Misha might draft here in Hernandez. Yeah, he might just come out of the woodwork.
There you go. And look at this. Yesterday, Brian drafted Percy Harvin. He did a draft yesterday, and he put Percy Harvin on his bench.
Last pick, I went Percy Harvin because.
Go ahead. What do you think about that?
Never. Percy Harvin is damaged good. And anyone who picks Percy Harvin is special needs. You know, either A, you don't follow sports, or B, you just got your head up.
He was the last pick in draft, obviously. That I picked him. Just picked him as a, you know.
So there's a chance that Percy Harvin come back? Is there any chance that Percy Harvin is going to be usable this year?
He's going to be back in December. And the Minnesota Vikings may not even be in contention in December.
He's not for the Minnesota Vikings.
I just found somebody and just made a goof myself. But the fact still remains, you know, Seattle will be in contention in December, but you're going to put somebody in brand new, you know, and mess up that chemistry that these guys have built all season. You know, Pete Carroll is not that dumb.
It's you, Mama.
Well,
I love that,
Lucas.
I got that on tape.
And fucking down girls' pants and getting in trouble for stupid things. You know.
Was that Mason say it again?
They got to stop putting frogs down girls' pants and getting in trouble for the stupid little things. You know. They got a young good team over there, and it just seems like they get in trouble for little things. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
My Patriots and Aaron Hernandez, that's big boy trouble right there. That's a little different. But you know, Seattle, I think they had about, what, 5 or 6 guys that got in trouble in the offseason. And 40 people got in trouble.
All these athletes are getting in trouble. I mean, that's what I say in fantasy. You don't know which athlete's going to go commit a murder, which athlete's going to get in a car accident, which athlete's going to get in trouble again. I mean, you know, with injuries too, it play a big factor. I mean, this is probably the first season I've seen so many injuries go down. You got Macklin, you got Pita going down, you got a couple guys on the Niners going down, the Falcons offensive line, Mike Johnson going down, and you got to take in effect if you're going to draft one of these quarterbacks. You know, like Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, great quarterback. Don't get me wrong. But Boba, the offensive lineman, out. That's a big, big loss. And then the Falcons lost Mike Johnson, and Claypool ended up going to the Dolphins. So the Falcons have turmoil. So you really, really want to draft Matt Ryan early? I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say it how it is. The best kicker that's going to come out, like Walsh of last year that I drafted, is Sturgis from the Miami Dolphins. This guy can kick. This guy kicked a 58-yarder. And against Jacksonville, he kicked a 68-60-yarder and field goal. If you want to only get some points, Sturgis is going to be your guy this year. He's going to beat out Dan Carpenter, and Carpenter might be kicking with the pass.
How all right, well, dare check you it out. Talk about kicking without
what?
Talking about post power?
Who?
I said, how dare you talk about kickers without talking about Polish power? Sebastian Janikowski
Sturgis is
going to
be a Pro Bowler, and this is not me being
He'll
a homer.
Definitely be the very first kicker coming off the thing. But
I
our topic
any
today,
day.
Our
Go ahead.
Topic today, and if you're following us on Twitter at SoulKid Radio, is it IV or is it a 1?
IV.
IV. At Nature Boy IV. Also on Twitter, you know, our topic today is 2 players that are not on fantasy football. We're coming to talk about Misha. Did you get that?
You know, I don't know. There might be some slightly weird reception, and for some reason I can't hear everything perfectly. Oh.
Okay. Well, when we come back, I know Brian has his. And two players you do not want. Two players that shit on you every season that you just don't want on your fantasy football team. You just can't trust these guys.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We're going to talk about that. It's Soul Kitchen Radio. Check it out.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen Radio.
My number one disappointment was Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz dropped the ball last week. He dropped the ball last week, and he dropped it again. He was going to be like the pretender that sings 1,000 miles. I'm going to walk 500 miles. Nobody knows anything else from those. Against my better judgment, I started that jack off in my fantasy league. I'd
say my number one disappointment was JerMichael Finley. Every time he's missing the balls, they're throwing the ball to him, he's dropping it, it's hitting his hands. Oh, my God, what's wrong with this guy?
It was Victor Cruz, and disappointment is not even a strong enough word to use for that guy, man. It's pretty pathetic.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Travis Green Ellis, he had a really, really good game last week, and I ended up winning by exactly 16 points. Coincidentally, that's exactly how much Ben Jarvis Green Ellis got last week.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
I'm a huge Tim Tebow fan, but Adrian Peterson, I mean, that guy, everybody, even Lewis, is like, oh, he's not going to do anything. Came for 2 touchdowns and 20 points. Adrian
Peterson, what he went through.
Wow.
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
You have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio, we're back. Fantasy football, T-minus 10 minutes in my first live draft with Masters of the Gridiron on Yahoo Sports starts. Like I told you before, today's topic is 2 players you do not want on your fantasy team. 2 players you will not draft 714-694-4150 or at Soul Kit Radio, at Nature Boy IV, and we will read them off for you if you're too scared to call and talk. But anyway, Lou, let's start with you, Memphis Lou. Who's your first one that you will not put on your team? Can you hear me? Memphis Lou, are you there? Brian, are you there?
Here we go.
I'm
Matt
here.
Shaw.
Okay.
Matt Schaub is a guy that I wouldn't draft. About four seasons ago, he threw for 4,700 yards, but that was 4 years ago. Since then, the Titans have, I mean, the Houston Texans, God, I'm falling.
What is going on with you today, Lou? You must have made that sauce a little too much last night with Grandma.
I guess so. But the Texans have done nothing but run the ball. Last season, the highest point totals that Matt Schaub had was 37 points, and that's standard ESPN scoring, and that was once in Week 11. The next highest score was 25 in Week 3 against Denver. Every other week, it's been 17 points or less. Matt Schaub is a guy you would think with Andre Johnson, with all the weapons that he has around him, that he would be able to do something positive for you in a fantasy football league, especially when you have a 14 to 16 team league and it's real thin. But Bob, beware, stay away from Matt Schaub. At bare minimum, just go get him when there is no one else left. This guy is not someone that can lead you to victory.
There it is, Matt Schaub. Okay. Brian, who's your first guy?
I mean, I got to go with the guy from NC State. Everybody thought was going to be a stud. I mean, San Diego Chargers, Phillip Rivers. I mean, the guy's cost me, couldn't even get me like 5 or 10 points in a fantasy league. Does not come out consistent. Always throwing the interceptions. Always pouncing on the sideline. I would never, 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 never anymore take a chance of Phillip Rivers. I mean, he's going to get you sometimes 25 to 30 points, 300 yards, but he's going to throw you a lot of interceptions. So he's going to bring you a lot of negative points. He's just not a consistent quarterback anymore. I mean, if Phillip Rivers was like the last quarterback I would draft, I would even look at drafting Tim Tebow. No, just joking. But, Phillip Rivers is just not as consistent as he used to be. He's getting older now. He's in his 30s. And, San Diego Chargers offensive line, and they're just not a consistent great team anymore. You know, they're just not with the Tomlinsons back in the day and the Vincent Jacksons, and they don't have a really go-to receiver. I mean, Phillip Rivers is just somebody who, you know, he's fallen in drafts. I mean, he's going to fall probably at 6th or 7th, I mean, you know, late rounds now. I mean, it's just amazing seeing that this guy is just falling off the, register. He's just not somebody who I would even take a shot.
All right. So, Misha, do you have one or do you want me to go first? You still thinking?
I'll go with it. I would say, I'll say Steven Jackson. You know, he's a Hall of Fame running back, and it's good for him.
He's like that.
Actually on a team that he can actually win with. But yeah, he's kind of I don't want to say he's in the twilight in his career, but obviously he's got a lot to prove. But for the first time in his career, he's not on a team where he's expected to be the guy, because he's finally on a team where he is just a bonus chip. He's a contributing force, but he's not a guy that has to, rush for 100 yards a game in order for Atlanta to win, because they're a championship-caliber team and could definitely win with him rushing for 50 to 60 yards.
Okay. So you got Steven Jackson, Phillip Rivers. Go ahead.
Just in case some people forgot, but Percy Harvin's going to be out of the season for some time because he's unfortunately injured. I mean, if he wasn't injured, he definitely would be somebody to draft. But for the time being, he's just a sexy pick that's just waiting to be flayed one day. But nobody really knows exactly how long he's going to be out for. Once he's back,
right,
it's not even proven that he's going to be.
And my number one guy, thank you, Misha, my number one guy is probably everybody probably knows this, JaMichael Finley. I mean, you
I
heard it in
say that.
Kind of, I mean, that's kind of a given. Yeah. JaMichael Finley, a couple years ago, he was Aaron Rodgers' number one guy. I mean, he was always just like, it was it was Greg Jennings, and then they go up the middle to Jermichael Finley. You know, and he was a butter back then. Back in 2011 season, Jermichael Finley had let me check real quick. He had 8 touchdowns. He had 767 receiving yards, 55 receptions. And then you go into the 2012 season, and it just got worse. He had 2 touchdowns, 667 yards, was thrown to more times, 61 receptions, but got less yards, 667 yards,
wow.
2 touchdowns. You know, total points, 110 points for the whole season. You know, so Jermichael Finley is definitely my number one guy. I'm staying away from. I will not draft no more. I will not talk about him anymore this year. And that's the last you're going to hear from him, Jermichael Finley. That's my number one guy. So when we come back, we're going to take. Go ahead.
It was between Jermichael Finley and Sutterfield.
Jermarcus
Who would you
Finley?
Draft?
Jermichael Finley
over Sutterfield. And Zach Sutterfield.
See, that's one of those New England Patriots rookies that people haven't heard about. Well, these are rookies, you know. So the thing is, they're focusing on certain teams that we enjoy watching, but the rest of the country is not going to know about certain rookies until their team plays that team or our team. But yeah, there's a lot of rookies that are coming this season. It's almost a little overwhelming. How many rookies there are that I feel like are going to contribute this year. But
I would go out with Gordon Camacho.
I want to know your pick. That's not 4.50. It's Twitter, IG, Instagram, at SoulKit Radio. We want to know yours. And we're going to come back and we're going to get our number two here in a second. It's SoulKit Radio. Check it out.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Sports Fan Face Painter.
Mr. Sports Fan Face Painter.
Unlike Van Gogh or Rembrandt, you use yourself as the canvas. Half yellow, half green, but all heart.
Look at me.
As if weighing 400 pounds didn't call enough attention to yourself, you had to go shirtless and paint yourself bright orange.
I said, look at me.
And you top it all off with a rainbow wig, oversized sunglasses, and absolutely no shame.
No, seriously, I said, look at me.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Sports Fan Face Painter, and know we'll keep cheering for you until we are orange, purple, or blue in the face. Bud Light Beer at Isa Beach, Fort Collins, Colorado.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
So, New England Patriots.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills. Right. There you go. Okay.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Or Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'll say the Jacksonville Bengals or whatever that is.
These guys know nothing about sports.
Cincinnati, is that in Ohio? Where's Cincinnati at?
Ohio.
Huh?
Cincinnati's in Ohio.
Well, I'll take the Ohio one. You have an ass there, whether you like it or not. I know
so
she doesn't.
New Orleans Saints or Green Bay Packers? The tough one.
The New Orleans.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Okay. Well, isn't New Orleans over there in Louisiana?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's where I thought.
So, Minnesota Vikings or Detroit Lions?
The Lions.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Really hard this year to put together an amazing team. I have studied the waiver wire. I know all the sleepers. I have been the bi-week plug-in. I have done it all, and all I want to do is watch the game and find out how my team does.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
On Soul Kitchen,
on Soul
Radio.
Kitchen Radio. There it is, Soul Kitchen Radio. Remember, every week we do call my mom, and she gives us the top wins and losses. She's actually been doing pretty good. Last year, well, she went 10-4 a couple times. Pretty good picks. What do you think about that, Memphis Lou? I know you like listening to that.
Hey, it's always good to have Mom on the line. And it just always amazes me, man, that most people who know nothing about sports, they tend to do better than those in the know, you know. So it's always a great thing. And I've taken Mom's advice a few times and actually came out on top.
All right, there it goes. So look, so our first, my draft officially started now. The first two off the top.
Man, I can't wait. Before you start, I just want to say I can't wait for you to have like a commercial like Donovan McNabb and his mom when they did the chunky soup commercials, you know. So I think you're overdue for that commercial. With Rick and his mom doing some kind of chunky soup commercial.
There it is.
Yeah, that's gonna be the commercial.
I think it needs to be done this season. You know,
okay,
doing
guys,
all this fantasy stuff is very exhausting.
All right, guys, I'm two picks away. So far we got Adrian Peterson, Arian Foster, Doug Martin, Jamal Charles, Marshawn Lynch. Pretty much the way I thought it was gonna go. Number six is picking right now. And he must be on auto pick because he's taking way too long to make his first pick. So what he's going to get, whatever's number one, he'll probably get Calvin Johnson because I think that's what's number one in the Yahoo rankings. And so this is going to be some guy who just pretty much donates his money to the league. Thank you, sir, whoever the Crotch Rockets are. And so we'll wait for him, but in the meantime, I have a chance to get Trent Richardson, Alfred Morris, LeSean McCoy, Ray Rice, Matt Forte. What do you guys think I should do?
Dez Bryant. I say Dez Bryant.
No.
And the Crotch Crushers got Colin Kaepernick. Wow.
Wow, are you serious?
Seventh pick.
Is that the guy? Is that the guy in auto draft? Colin Kaepernick's going to be a boss this year.
Yeah. So here I go, guys.
I don't think
so. Trent Richardson. Alfred Morris.
Trent Richardson.
I go Trent Richardson. I went. Or Steve Ridley. Is Ridley out there?
Well, you know what? I'm going Trent Richardson. My first pick. That's good.
Trent,
I need
Steve Ridley back to back.
This
what about
is running back heavy, and I'll get Dez Bryant. I see Dez Bryant. He's down there. He'll go in a little while. Alfred Morris went right after Trent Richardson, which was my second choice, if anything.
I'm not sold on Dez Bryant.
I am. Did you see?
I'm not sold on Tony
Dez
Romo. That's what I'm not sold on.
Yeah, Tony Romo.
Tony Romo has been a fantasy stud. Every year, you know, and that's the
he really is.
He puts up big numbers, but he doesn't win.
Yeah,
you know, he's going to get
that.
You.
I agree with that. He does put up good numbers. I still wouldn't want him on my team.
I would say Tony Romo, he puts up popcorn statistics. Tastes delicious. But it's not a meal. It's not a dinner. It's not really satisfying.
Okay. I like
that's
that
awesome.
One.
That is a good one. That's
a good one.
Good joke. Joe Hoffman thought that was funny.
All right, so check it out. We're going into our number two guy. The other person that you do not want on your team is Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football, 714-694-4150. Say, hey, what's up, Joe? I did friend Joe today on Facebook. And we're having technical difficulties with the website, soulkitchenradio.com,
okay,
right now.
Okay, yeah, he was because he wanted to get on there and look at it last night. He has Icon Fantasy, so he I said him and I we're gonna all try to get on his show. We're gonna try to help each other out. He has a fantasy show, and he also has a fantasy league that he pretty much makes money off of it. So he does every day. He does a fantasy draft. So. You know, 25, 30, 35, 50. He has all different leagues, so he gets all these different people in it. But he's from New York. He's a good guy, and he had some family differences today, but he said he'll definitely get on our show here pretty soon. So.
All right. Well, we got a call right here from the 602 area code. 602, what's happening?
Arizona.
Radio.
What's up, Rick? Rick, this is Lloyd, but I'm drafting out of West Virginia right now because I'm on the project. But
okay, so Lloyd, hey, you just picked up Ray Rice. That was good.
Yeah. Hey, is Sean Great on pick. The line?
Sean is not here on the line.
Well, someone need to tell him to stay away from my Redskins. He just took my Alfred Morris.
Well, he's a homer, so.
Sean, you see, I changed my name from the Mop Squad to the 85 Wranglers.
I didn't even see that.
I thought I'd go classic on us because, you know, we made it to the finals that year, so I'm about to make it all the way. Like we got Daryl King and Corey Candelario hookup going on here.
Exactly.
So far, this is what's going on in the first round, guys. We had Adrian Peterson, Arian Foster, Doug Martin, Jamal Charles, Marshawn Lynch, Colin Kaepernick. Amazing. That was the crotch crusher. C.J. Spiller, and then I took Trent Richardson. Alfred Morris went after that. Calvin Johnson went to Sumpteen Wong, who was actually in. He was on auto pick. So he got lucky with that one. LeSean McCoy, Lloyd got Ray Rice. And then, yes, Dez Bryant went 13th overall, Misha. So he'll be there for you.
Dez Bryant is going to have a third guy here, I promise you.
Dez is. If Dez has a breakout, man, that means that Tony has to have a breakout year. That's not happening.
Yeah, Romo's going to throw a couple more interceptions. I mean, this is serious now. If Romo can't get them over the hump, just like Ryan Tannehill can't get the Dolphins over the hump. They belong on, fishing.
Okay,
I mean, both
does Dallas have a backup? Does Dallas have a backup?
Kyle Orton. Oh,
okay.
He's a decent backup. He's not. He doesn't put up pretty numbers.
Yeah, he's a backup.
That's all he is. He was with the Bears.
Okay, so Lloyd, what do you think about being in a 16 team?
Man, I just realized that. I was like, I'm drafting 12. I was like, oh, cool. I'm next. I'm almost to the end, and I was like, 8, 16.
That's pretty insane.
There's a lot. So there's not going to be much on the waiver wire. A.J. Green
just
went. Steven Jackson went 15. A.J. Green went 16. Jimmy Graham went first pick of the second round as the 17th pick. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more coming up. Now that I got somebody on the line, I'm thinking maybe Maurice Jones-Drew, Stephen Ridley. Now I got to kind of say stupid shit because I don't want nobody to steal my pick. I got RG3 out there. RG3, are you getting RG3 off the top, Lloyd? Are you getting RG3 regardless, Lloyd?
Nah. I mean, I'm a Redskins fan, but
he's not going to be as good as last year.
I think he'll be
a decent receiver. Kirk Cousins is going to take over. That's my prediction.
Hey,
I would say RG3
over Kaepernick.
Did anybody take dibs on Zach Sudfeld yet, the tight end for the Patriots?
Will you stop with all this Patriots talk, man?
That's what I'm saying. Ask Brian about him, and look out for this guy.
Yeah, he'll be a good late round pick. I took him like 13th round, you know. But he was supposed to start and be a baby Gronk. He was Colin Kaepernick's boy in Nevada. I mean, he didn't get a lot of work because he got hurt 1 year. But he's looking really good in practice, him and Fellas. And he feels like he's going to start because Gronk's going to be on the IR, I would think, you know.
Yeah.
You're talking about Zach Sudfeld?
Yeah,
Gronk doesn't know how to stay healthy.
All right.
He's not that much of a baby, too. He's 6'7", 255 pounds. Sings like a baby canary.
He's ranked 237th in overall. Let's get back to what we're talking about now. We're going to go with the second guy that you do not want on your team, and I will start because this is a guy who just got picked, actually, by Lloyd. I will go with Chris Johnson. I do not want Chris Johnson on my team, and I'll tell you why. I do not like – he's just so up and down. He might get you – last year he had 232 receiving yards, 1,200 rushing yards, six touchdowns. I mean, it's pretty good. But out of that 1,200 rushing yards, he probably got most of those in like three games. You know, that's what's wrong with him. He's not consistent.
He had an off year. I'm got Sean Green there now too.
So maybe that was Sean Green there who came from the Jets pushing him really much.
He had an off year.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got him because he will not be on my team. he is out there in the Phoenix players now for this year on this.
I'll tell you who I would not take and who I rode his back for about 3 years is Gronkowski. I took him for like 3 years and almost.
He's injured.
Year
he's always injured.
He's too injury prone. I would not take him anymore.
Gronk, huh? That's a big one, but yeah, you're right. I'm coming up on my pick, Lou. Who is your number two guy?
My number two guy is Ryan Matthews. You know, when you break more collarbones than you score touchdowns, you know it's been a bad year. This guy has done absolutely nothing, and with the Chargers now having Danny Woodhead in the backfield with them, it's going to be a timeshare, and Ryan Matthews is going to see less and less of the field. He's going to get fewer and fewer touches because everybody knows that Danny Woodhead is a goal line hawk. Danny Woodhead, he sees that end zone. He's going to scuffle on in. So, Ryan Matthews, stay away from him.
There it is, Ryan Matthews. And, you know, and I kind of agree with you on that. I mean, last year it was just so – he was a big talk of the town, and he just didn't do it. Julio Jones just went, and so that leaves me with Victor Cruz – or should I go with the quarterback already? Jordy Nelson, I got to go with Victor Cruz. I'm going Victor Cruz for my second pick. Got to do
Cruz.
It. So far I got Trent Richardson. I got Victor Cruz in this long-ass 16-team draft.
What's the minutes like before you can draft, like a minute and 30?
It's 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Looks like it's 2 minutes. Okay. And then
I mean,
something that this guy did that I really like with and there goes their RG3 just went to the crotch crushers. I guess that guy must be on now. Matt Ryan, RG3, and Maurice Jones-Drew. I know I'm not going to get the quarterback that I really really want because I got 16 more people to go through.
Let me see. Where's my? I think I'm gonna get mine.
I think you're coming up, Lloyd. I ain't even on the board yet. You're not even on the board yet. You're not going to get him. Whoever you're thinking about, you are not going to get him. It's Soul Kitchen Radio, 714-694-4150. Give us a call. If you're in this draft, if you're in this draft right now and you want to call us, give us a call. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what you've done. Drew Brees, that's the man I was looking for. Of course, he's gone.
Yeah, Brees is good. Brees is going to have a good year this year, I think.
Brees has a good year every year. Brian, let's go with your second guy. Who are you not going to put on your team? Who's your second guy there?
I actually was thinking about this, and I was thinking really hard. And it really did come to me. It's going to be Michael Trubikoff.
That's so good. Maurice Drew.
Well, the great thing about me that I'm still going to get better statistics this year than Aaron Hernandez. So,
I think you have a better shot, but getting back to the honesty, I think Maurice Drew, man. I mean, last year he was just with a bust. He's not what he used to be. I mean, a guy was coming out, scoring touchdowns. Well, one game, didn't he have like 300 yards rushing one time? And I've always traded for him, and it's always cost me. He's not consistent anymore. And with that Jacksonville offensive line and Chad Henning at quarterback and no direction with that team. I mean, the team's garbage. I mean, Blaine Gabbert at quarterback? Come on, dude. I mean, I think any of us are a better quarterback than Blaine Gabbert. Blaine Gabbert's the biggest bust since
Rob Johnson to play for the Buffalo Bills or Ryan Leaf. And, you know, Gabbert, come on, boom, you're on. But, I mean,
wow.
I don't see Maurice Drew being anything. I mean, Jacksonville's offensive line is crappy. Denard Robinson can go in there and take his position. That's a guy from Michigan who can play quarterback, receiver, and be a good utility player and flex player if you're looking for a flex player. But, you know, I was thinking this hard and clear, and I was just like, yeah, Maurice Drew, it's just, I don't think his head's in the game anymore. He's always getting in fights. He's cocky. I mean, him and Blackman were trying to fight with the Dolphins players.
I hear you on that.
You know,
wasn't last year a contract year? Wasn't he having a contract dispute last year?
Yeah, no.
Everybody who had a good contract last year just killed it. Just was terrible.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do for this pick. I need to go. There's actually still a lot of good guys out there, and I'm going to go with I'm doing it, man. I hate to do it, but the guy is so butter.
Who's on the board?
Watch this, Lord. Here you go.
What you about to do?
You going to pick up Run DMC?
No.
You took Brady?
I had to take
Brady. Oh, you took Brady?
Brady is butter. I mean,
you are really going gay now.
Brady is butter, man.
No.
Can't hate on Tom Brady, man.
You're only talking about a quarterback that has several passing records. Several.
He's got three Super Bowls.
And he's always going to make it. He always makes it happen. I hate to cheer for the guy as a Raider fan, but, you know, this year I'm going to have to go.
Now he's going to become a Patriots fan, honestly.
Well, you know, the thing is, he's so handsome that how do you not draft him, you know? The handsomest, best butt chin in the history of NFL, probably in the history of mankind, you know.
34 touchdowns, 8 interceptions last year. 4,827 passing yards. Can't hate on Tom Brady.
He is a good quarterback. A lot of people are doubting him because he lost a lot of playmakers. But these guys that they have, you got Dobson, you got Boyce, these two rookie receivers. Jenkins won't make the team. I mean, I think Danny Amendola, whatever say his name, is going to have
you
a
gotta
really
go get
year.
Danny Amendola. You got to go get him.
Definitely.
Somebody just picked him.
He's going to have 10 touchdowns over 1,000 yards this year.
Yeah, Amendola's going to just clown this year, and you're going to get double-dipping 1-2 punch if you pick him up. I'm always a big fan of you get a quarterback, if you can, go get the number one wide receiver.
I'm the exact same way. We're going to come back in a couple minutes. We got some more. The draft is going. Still got some time left in the show. But speaking of Danny Amendola, this is probably one of my favorite promos that I put together with Memphis Lou. Check it out.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen Radio.
I'm hoping RG3. Something in me from watching a few games from him tells me that RG3 will get it done today.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
St. Louis wide receiver Danny Amendola. We're in a PPR league. He's going to be hitting Amendola every down he can.
Let the record show that Camacho stole Danny Amendola way too much in the fantasy football.
I'm looking at Peyton Hillis. I think he's gonna surprise a lot of people and have a big game against the Falcons.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
I think he's gonna have a career game today, at least 100 yards, possibly 2 touchdowns. You know, it's gonna be a lot of not much throwing. And I think he's gonna come out and probably give you like 15, 20 points. But I love this Doug Martin and his voice.
Kick return. I don't know who to get, so I just got a Black Monk. And then my kicker, excuse me, I don't know who my kicker is again, but he's
On Soul Kitchen Radio. Let's get ready to rumble.
You are listening to Fantasy Football on Kitchen Radio.
It's real over here. Let's go now, baby. Let's go.
football.
Let's go!
On Soul Kitchen Radio. Kitchen Radio.
All aboard!
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
You have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
All right. So, Lou, how do you say that name? Danny Amendola? Danny Amendola?
Danny Amendola.
Right. That was a long night of blinking. But I've always been high on Danny Amendola. And damn it, you took him right away from up under me with the stick right before me. Oh, I was so pissed.
Oh, man, there it is. I love those little promos, man. I just like going back and listening to our whole show we do. So
Peyton Hillis, God, no, Teddy's definitely on the...
Peyton Hillis said he was off track.
Teddy's
on
definitely on the crack and the sauce every night.
Like Mark, when Mike said he didn't know which kick returner to choose, so he just chose a black one.
Black is in a lot of trouble right now.
Oh man! So here we go. We're in the fifth round, just starting round four. This is the longest draft ever, I would have to say. In the fourth round, Marcus Colson just went off. Andrew Luck, Lamar Miller, Frank Gore, and Matt Stafford. What do you think about that pick, Matt Stafford?
I think Matthew Stafford doesn't get the credit that he deserves. I think he's a hell of a quarterback, and I think he's just getting better and better. And if you look at his track record, I mean, he's getting, his statistics are improving every year, so he's just getting more and more on the same page with his receivers.
Rick, I think he may not win a lot of games, but he throws for yards.
He does. Over 300 yards, he does. He does a lot of interceptions,
yeah.
too.
I played with Matt Stafford last year. I had Matt Stafford last year, and it's just like, it's almost like having Matt Shaw. You know, you have the baddest receiver out there, but
Robert
you just
Johnson,
can't get the ball.
Reggie Bush, Brandon Pettigrew.
You know, and that is pretty frustrating to watch this guy just every week just not perform for you. I mean, and somehow they're winning games still, but he's just not performing. And so that's my thing. I mean, more power to you. I hope he throws ducks all year because I got to play against you and we're in the same league. So I'm not cheering for him at all. But I had to say that. So look, I'm coming up, and now this is going to be weird because I'm going old teammates because I think this next guy is going to have a wonderful year. I mean, he went from the best quarterback, from one of the best quarterbacks to a better quarterback, and there it is, and I'm taking him because I always – this is
you son of a gun.
Did he take
Bolden? No, man, I didn't take Bolden.
I took Wes Walker.
I don't think he's going to be all right.
Wes Walker playing in the slot with Peyton Manning.
Next
to Eric Jackson.
Yeah. Next Walker, to Eric Jackson. Yeah. Camacho. He just tore his ACL, Eric. Just heard.
What?
Just heard he tore his ACL. Just heard. Not for the season.
Yeah, Wes Welker said that he was ready to get out of New England because of all the brow beating that he received from mean old Belichick.
He hated him.
Hey, you know what I want to know? Is Wes Welker still gonna be giving money to the Boston Relief Fund? I mean, there's no relief fund there.
He is. He's still gonna give. I mean, he's still a big part of the community, and he wants to kind of keep going what he started over there. So, this isn't really
about him and the Patriots. This is about him and the community that embraced him when he was just a nobody that came out of Miami. I mean, at the end of the day, people got to remember that New England Patriots really gave Wes Walker the name Wes Walker. And he is grateful to Bill Belichick, even though...
It means Walker, not Walker.
At the end of their... it doesn't matter. People know the white guy I'm talking about. You know? He's grateful to Bill Belichick, but at the same time...
He was so cold that he married a Hooters waitress. How about that?
There it is.
No, he made it, man.
Everybody
ain't able. I think she's a Hooters waitress, was she?
At the end of the day, a Hooters wife is a pretty good wife, you know.
Nathan's Horton's wife is hooking up with Travis DeGee, so, you know.
That's a different sport.
Let's talk about Greg Jennings. What do you guys think about Greg Jennings?
God, I drafted him. I drafted him in my league. I mean, everybody's down on Christian Ponder.
Greg Jennings is going to be fine. Christian Ponder is not Tom Brady. He's not Peyton Manning. But he's decent. And the go-to guy is going to be Greg Jennings for him. You know, when you have a security blanket like Greg Jennings, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. And everybody forgot, they got this running back in Minnesota. You may have heard of him, Adrian Peterson.
Ponder said that they're going to run the ball to Peterson all the time. I think what they were doing was faking it, doing a fake, if you know what a reverse psychology is. They're going to be throwing the ball too a lot too. That run defense is going to expect them to run the ball to Peterson all the time. But Jennings, they got Patterson from Tennessee. They got a good tight end, Kyle Randolph. So. Yeah, Minnesota does not have a bad squad. Everyone must be, you know, dicking on Ponder and saying Matt Castle's going to come in and start. But, you know, they get Ponder a shot. I mean, if they made it to the playoffs last year, nobody expects them to get there. And they played the Packers, and, you know, and they could have won, but Joe Webb was in the game. He was a jerk. I think Joe Webb's on, you know, he's receiver now.
The Minnesota Vikings, they could very well win the division this year.
Yeah.
Because it's
I'm
wide
not
open.
On the Packers. Not so on the
it's
Bears.
It's wide open.
And the Lions, forget them, you know. So, yeah.
Well, it's time for me to pick again, and I'm looking for a quarterback. We got Eli, Ben, Joe
Flacco.
Why are you
looking for a quarterback again?
Tony Romo.
Oh, I have a quarterback. Man, what the hell
dude, you're so dumb, man. Come on, Joe.
That was a dumb move on me. My bad. I have a quarterback.
God, you're going to go another quarterback?
No, I totally just lost my bearing for a second. Thank God.
Yeah, guys, that's what
I
need us
talk to you guys.
So
right now, so this is the top people we got. I think I'm going to go ahead and roll with this guy. We got, James Jones, Cecil Shorts, Deshaun Jackson, Rashard Mendenhall, Greg Olsen, Giovanni Bernard, Greg Jennings, Andre Brown, Miles Austin, T.Y. Hilton. Miles Austin is like a hit and miss for me, Lou. What's up
I
with
know.
That?
I drafted him in my league.
I wouldn't touch him. Go with Greg Jennings. Greg Jennings is the star wide receiver. You know,
Austin later is a later pick.
No. Leave Miles Austin alone. He's too pretty. he's somewhere waiting on Kim Kardashian to break up with Kanye West so they can get back together again.
So, Lloyd, how do you feel about your team so far, Lloyd?
I feel like I got a solid team. I'm just, my only apprehension is with Chris Johnson, if he's going to come through this year. But I feel like I got a solid team so far.
So you got Matt Stafford, Danny Amendola, Ray Rice, and Chris Johnson.
Yep.
So.
I feel good about it.
There it goes. That's more power to you, man. And here I go. I got the mean purple guys drafting right now, and I'm going with Greg Jennings. And, you know, last year I held Greg Jennings the whole season. I held him on my team, and the only thing he did was make them fucking commercials.
He was in a show too, if you don't remember.
Greg Jennings.
Right after Greg Jennings. So here's my next topic, guys. Is Hard Knock making the Cincinnati Bengals draft stock go up? You think so?
Let me tell you, the Cincinnati Bengals have been on the cusp for the last 2 years. These guys are the real deal, you know. Soon enough, they're going to win the division. They're going to humble the Pittsburgh Steelers twice in the same year. And people are going to say, damn, Marvin Lewis is really getting it done. Those guys are good.
We still have to get to Atlanta. Jeez.
I'm all about the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, me
both
too.
Teams in Ohio, I'm high up on. The Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals. You heard it here first. They're both going to do pretty good this year.
And I hate to say this. Hey, I'm a dire Dolphins fan, but the Dolphins against the Browns, dude, they're probably going to beat us. We haven't beat them in 10 years. And, you know, it's over. And I'll be all right. I'll handle it like a man.
I
drafted Andy Dalton as my backup to Cam Newton.
Hey, I'm all on Andy Dalton, man.
I like him. I mean, he's got the receivers. AJ Green.
I'm all in with Andy Dalton, man. And I say, and the reason I mention Hard Knocks is because Hard Knocks makes me like Andy Dalton even more. Because
he's
came out and said, he said, you know what? I'm a leader. I'm leading this team this year. He grew up. He's ready to roll, and I almost drafted him, but he just got picked, so he's not going to be my second one.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, redheads, they tend to be fearless. They're not afraid of anything because they don't have a heart, so they're not afraid to get hurt. You know, they don't really care if they put themselves on the line because they don't have a soul. You know, so that's the thing with Andy Dalton. He's not a man. He's a redhead, and
the ginger.
I don't know if that's like a thing in Cincinnati that they have to only draft gingers, but they seem to be doing okay drafting gingers.
And they got Harrison too from Pittsburgh. You know, he's got guys a beast.
Yeah. They should. I feel like they should just draft everyone a ginger. It should just be a team of gingers. We'll take an all ginger team would be a pretty good team if you think about it. They'd have a pretty good tight end, pretty good quarterback. I'm sure, there's some
Jason Garrett
running back. Hi,
Garrett.
Oh, there you go. See, yeah, see, plenty of redheads to like. So that was just me. Pitching in on Andy Dalton.
So,
and gingers.
So that's funny. The redhead guy. Man, Ryan Matthews just went. Stevie Thompson, Andy Dalton, Cecil Shorts, Mike Williams, James Jones. It's gonna be pretty good. So defense has started going. San Francisco and St. Louis are already off the board.
Hey, don't sleep on the Dallas Cowboys defense. The new look Tampa 2, you got Money Kiffin in there. These two games that they've played, the defense has had turnovers. DeMarcus Ware, our first ballot Hall of Famer, rushing on the end. Don't sleep on the Cowboys defense. These guys this year, they've been trained to have the pack mentality. They're going to gang up. They're going to attack the ball. They're going to hurt somebody's feelings.
Now you're being a homer.
I'm not being a homer. I'm just telling the truth. I witnessed it with my own eyes.
We're going to hurt your feelings. We're going to hurt your feelings on Thanksgiving, so you better eat the day before.
also don't sleep on the New England Patriots defense. They're a team that, well, they led with the most takeaways, but
Ryan has not mentioned the Dolphins nearly as many times as you've mentioned the New England Patriots today, Misha.
I know. I've been proud of them. He only talked about the Dolphins so much when he was still drinking. See, he's a sober man now.
So he clear consciousness has come to him to talk about only about the New England Patriots and less of the Dolphins.
You know,
I
mean,
I love the Dolphins, but I'm not going to be a homer. You know, they're a work in progress. You guys think they're a playoff team? The Patriots? We haven't beat the Patriots in 3 years. We're 0-6, and we got to play them right away in New England. I mean, I don't care if New
sure.
England had Misha, and Lewis. They got a great coach. They got a great quarterback. I mean, I'm a Dolphins fan, but Tannehill might not be the answer. I love our defense. Deion Jordan's going to be sick. He's going to be the next Jason Taylor. And Rivera, they're calling out to Rivera, thinks Manya Teo is going to be the rookie of the year, but I heard he sucks with the Chargers. That's what I heard. But.
The Dolphins playing the Patriots earlier in the year may bode well for them because
so we got to play in New England.
Both teams will end up being on even footing. You know, it's early. No
well,
one
yeah, I mean,
have you
seen the Dolphins' schedule? They open up with Cleveland. We haven't beat them in 10 years. Then we go to Indianapolis. Then we play the Falcons. Then after the Falcons, we got to go to Saints on a Monday night football. Then we play the Ravens. Then we play the Bengals. That's a very tough schedule. I mean, the Bills and then the Bengals. I mean, that's an extremely tough schedule, you know.
With murder as well.
Yeah, with the manifested offensive line, Johnson Martin garbage, and Ryan Tannehill, who was a receiver in college. I mean, are you guys going to take Ryan Tannehill to lead you to the fantasy playoffs? Lamar Miller, fumble prone? I mean, I hate to say this, but, you know, listen, I've been kissing the Dolphins' ass my whole life. And, they're, like I say this to all Dolphins fans, and I get deleted off Facebook by more Dolphins fans than Patriots fans, so a lot of my Patriots fans are cool. But I'll say this, Dolphins are like the girl that you never want to talk to, the ugly girl at the dance. Patriots are like the hot girl that everybody wants to be around. When are we going to step up and be that team? I don't know if it's this year. I really don't. And like Kamatra says, Joe Philbin, he's a superintendent. That might be what his best job is. He's a principal. Sorry, man. It's a straightforward thing. This team has to step up, you know. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and kiss this team's, you know, ass. I mean, they're a very mediocre team. I love them. I respect them. But at the end of the day...
I don't know if I'm wearing my drunk goggles, but I think I'd sleep with the Dolphins. They don't look like a pretty good looking girl to me.
Okay, let you guys pick one: Cincinnati defense or Baltimore defense?
Cincinnati. That's the choice. I like Cincinnati. I think Baltimore might be 8-8 this year.
The Baltimore defense is aging. Ray Lewis is gone. The Cincinnati defense
coming
on strong.
I'm going Cincinnati.
Baltimore's got Elvis.
Cincinnati's got the corner. Ray
Malagu.
Who's gonna
hit?
Take the Queen.
Man, so now we're getting into now here we are. We're in the. What round we're in? We're in the sixth round, Lloyd. Okay, this is my question to you, Lloyd. What do you think? How do you like the defense plus defensive players? That's different.
Okay, in your league, what do? Just defensive players?
We just do defensive players, not a full defensive team.
Yeah, in Sean's, we do defensive players. I mean, I like it.
It's kind of cool. What do you think about that, Memphis Lou? Should you go one or the other, or should you go both?
I would like to try both, you know, because there's certain guys on teams that you know are going to ball out, and when you do your homework, you know to go get those guys. But then, you know, if you just get to pick a whole team, you know, that's really good for guys that really don't have to fine-tune anything, and you can concentrate on the offense.
Yeah,
sure. But I would like to get maybe two individual players and a whole team. That would be a perfect world for me.
Yeah. So we got three defensive players and a whole team, plus a flex, two running backs, three receivers, and a quarterback.
Take Cameron Watt or Deion Jordan.
Hey, since you have that option, double dip. Take a guy that's on your defense that you pick. I'm all about double dipping.
Dude, Cameron Wake and Deion Jordan are going to be the tandem of Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas, and that's not being a That Deion Jordan guy is going to be a stud.
Yeah.
So here we go. We're moving into it. It's we got Eli Manning, Andre Brown. Eli Manning just went in round 6. Lance Moore,
yeah,
first pick of round 7.
Eli's not
Andre Brown. How do you think Andre Brown and David Wilson are going to be going back and back? How's that tandem going to go?
I don't know. It's a question mark. You know, like David Wilson was a big bust last year. You know, getting the bust people. I mean, the guy was supposed to be so good. Everybody was him on the radar. I mean, he returned kicks, but did he running back wise, he was just freaking horrible. I mean, Andre Brown came out of nowhere out of NC State and just really dominated and was a third round back. You there?
Yeah, we're here. We're here.
So I mean, you know, I'm not sold on both of those. I mean, if I would go, like, I would look at the Eddie Lacy from Green Bay. I think he's going to be a really good back. I mean, he's great at Alabama. I think he's going to be better than Trent Richardson. I think he's going to be better than Mark Ingram. Eddie Lacy is somebody who I drafted, who I think is going to be really good. I mean, they got Franklin too from UCLA, who I saw play against Tampa, who's going to be that long term back. But Lacy's going to get you some points. I'm telling you that right now. He's going to be.
I think I agree with that. I think Eddie Lacy's going to be something that Green Bay really needed.
Yeah, he'll be that red zone guy.
I mean, because they never had a good running game. I mean, all they had was they never had a good running game. They were almost like the New England Patriots. The Patriots never really had a running game. They were all about passing. And
yeah, now the Patriots got Blunt too, who's going to be 2 touchdowns. So, you know,
they got Blunt.
But, he had a 51-yarder, and he was living with Tlaib, and now he moved out of his house because he didn't think he was going to make the team, and now he's getting his own house. I think Eddie Lacy, I think a steal, and I think the Packers are going to run a lot this year. I think they're going to really test the run with Franklin and Lacy, but I think Lacy's going to be a red zone back. And with those Giants backs of David Wilson, Andre Brown, I would take my shot on Eddie Lacy or Franklin, to be honest with you. I'm not sold on the Giants. Everyone's sold on them. I mean, Andrew thought they're going to the Super Bowl. I mean, Eli's a good quarterback, but I don't know.
Anytime you have the best Manning brother under center, I'm a UT fan. He's better than Peyton. He's a 2-time champion. Remember, Peyton Manning couldn't beat Florida, so he's still a bum in my book.
Peyton Manning chokes. The only quarterback, and I've done many arguments with this, the only time he won a Super Bowl is beating cokehead Rex Grossman. Come on now. I mean, don't even get me started with Rex Grossman. I got in a fight with that guy a long time ago. Hey, that guy's a loser. But, I mean, it's between Pat White and Rex Grossman to make the Redskins. And, I mean, Peyton Manning's an overrated quarterback. He lost that Redskins game. He sucks, dude.
He
He's not anything. Not somebody who I would have won on my team either. I mean, fantasy will put up all right numbers, but get to the playoffs, the guy just gets in his nerve rack. Just loves to throw interceptions. Like, I mean, against the Patriots, man, I was cheering for the Colts. And Boston, and he just threw an interception, like all these stuff. And all these Patriots fans just went crazy. And I had to just sit there sulking my eyes.
I'm going to tell my inner prime time, remember, you can't fail elite without Eli.
Eli's a way better quarterback than Peyton. I mean, guys missed in Tennessee, better program.
Eli is so off. I mean, I'm not sold on. I like Eli. I mean, he's got a Super Bowl, but something about him, man. He's like Chris Johnson. He'll have 2 points one game, and then he'll have 6 points the next game. And then he'll go back
and have
6 points.
Rick, you just took my first defensive player in my queue.
Yeah, you know, I had to do that because Patrick Peterson, I've been passed up on him every year. He goes before I get a chance to get him, and I have to go with Patrick Peterson, man.
Peterson's going to be on the receiving court this year, too. I don't know if you heard. Because Mayhew's going to be returning kicks. Tyson,
telling you guys now, if you want Patrick Peterson when it comes to our draft, you better get him early because he's on my radar this year. One of the top defensive guys on my radar. The Houston Texans.
Adrian Peterson's not going to do anything. Don't draft him. Let him fall to me. I'll take him as the charity this year.
Navarro Bowman just went. The defensive guys are starting to come out now. Somebody seen Patrick Peterson. They said, there's Deshaun Goldson. Navarro Bowman.
Patrick Willis.
Patrick. We'll see what happens. They're coming out. But I still have what I got so far. This is my team. So far right now, got Tom Brady, Victor Cruz, Wes Welker, Greg Jennings, Trent Richardson, Cincinnati Bengals, defense, Patrick Peterson. I need more running backs. So now
you don't have any. It's literally gone, right? Is James Vereen out there, the backup to the Patriots?
We got Bernard Pierce, Bryce Brown, Ronnie Hillman, Mark Ingram, Fred Jackson, Vic Ballard, Danny Woodhead, Pierre Thomas, Isaiah Pete, Jarvis Green Ellis, Tom Stewart, Blau Powell, which he kind of came on last year, too.
Well, just got a couple running backs in
town. Did anybody take Zach?
Huh?
Did anybody take Zach? My beautiful Zach?
That's probably going to be my next pick. If he's still there, that'll be my next pick.
Excellent.
And I'm just going to have to go wide receiver strong in this league and rely on backup running back.
You need to get some is Eddie Lacy out there, or is he gone?
He's gone. Still got Bernard Pierce, Vic Ballard, Mark Ingram.
I like Ballard from the Colts. I think Bradshaw's the backup, isn't he? Ahmad Bradshaw, though?
Yeah, I think they're fighting over who's going to be the backup. Ronnie Hillman, who's going to take the reins in Denver?
Ball from Wisconsin.
Lance Ball?
Yep. No, Monte Ball or something. The guy they drafted, I hear Hillman's going to be a third. They got Noshon Marino there, and Ronnie Hillman's probably just going to be a third down back. I mean, they're saying that he was leading, but I'm not sold. In Pittsburgh's running back field, I want to take any of them. You got what's the guy from Michigan State? Help me out with his name that they drafted to replace Rashad Menhall.
Julius Jones.
Who?
You missed it.
Julius Jones. Here we go. We keep running into Julius Jones every year.
Julio Jones?
We run into Julius Jones every year.
He's not even in the league, is he?
I think you said that one time, like 2 years ago, and
yeah,
we've been
you're right.
Talking about.
I always say so. Well, come on, Misha, pronounce Colin Kaepernick's name. Let's see if you can do it.
Yeah. So today I'm doing something, guy, that is really gonna break my heart, but I have to do it because it's breaking my pocket. I'm giving up my vinyl collection, all my records, 35 crates of records. I'm giving them up today.
Boy, you got a crack addiction with that? Why are you giving up so many good records?
Because it's costing me at this public store. I need to get rid of this public storage, and I don't have room to put my records at home. So
Damn it.
We've
been in Misha's house.
Yeah, maybe you could be one of those like video chat girls. You know, they make pretty good money.
So Misha, this next pick is for you because I am going with because you've been talking about him so much, and this next guy I grab is gonna go perfect with my quarterback, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
These next two guys are on auto pick. They won't have them in their radar, and I will be able to get Zach Sudfeld as my tight end.
I think it's going to be a stud. Excellent. He might be the starter.
In fact, the 49er Nuggets just took DeMichael Finley, and I'm glad because I do not ever want to see him again.
Excellent.
There's that.
Well, I guess
that's Zach.
Baby Gronk.
Here it is. So left on the – you got Darryl Washington. What about – who is starting for – who's the starting running back this year for St. Louis? Is that going to be
Richardson.
Darryl Richardson.
Isaiah Pete, and then there's somebody else. That is Tavish Austin out there?
Who?
Tavish Austin, the guy that's the – for West Virginia, from St. Louis?
drafting him.
Tavis? What's his name?
Austin.
For Austin?
No, St. Louis, the receiver.
David Austin. Austin Davis.
Was Austin Pettis.
No, Tavish Austin, the guy from West Virginia that St. Louis drafted.
Oh,
pick.
No, he's gone. Nope, he's gone. Oh,
okay. Okay, I like that guy.
That's
out there. Yeah, the Ravens got Richardson, Pete, and there's some other running back that they're competing with.
I really liked Richardson last year, man, and I think he's got something good coming. And then I think my other running back, Trent Richardson, I'm gonna have to go with the backup for my other running back. I wonder how Danny Woodhead is going to do in San Diego.
That's who I would go after. You know he is a hawk when it comes to that goal line, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He'll score some goals in red line. Also, he's also good. He can catch the ball out of the field too. He can be like a receiver. He's that small little guy that nobody expects much out of. But he'll get you 10, 15 points. Maybe a good a bye week type of player. Who's your running backs again? You just have Trent Richardson and that's it?
I just have Trent Richardson right now. So now I'm thinking, do I go Fred Jackson? Is he going to have any kind of season this year? Fred Jackson and Bernard Pierce.
Oh, God.
Sharing time with Ray Rice. Or Bryce
Pierce
Brown.
Pierce is going to get you some touchdowns.
I got Bryce Brown, Isaiah Pete, Sean Green, Bernard Pierce.
Sean Green may get more touches than any of those guys.
Yeah. I think he's gonna be a second he's gonna be a third down back to Chris Johnson. If Chris Johnson gets hurt, Green could definitely take over. Green was a pretty high fantasy player coming out of when he was with the Jets.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go ahead and go with
Rashaan Perrine from Arizona. The Patriots is gonna be good. Patriots have pretty good backs. Ridley's gonna be the main back behind there, but is really gonna
Pierre Thomas is hurt?
No, Steve Ridley. Remember he got really hurt in the game at the Patriots game? Misha, is he okay, Ridley?
Misha left.
Oh,
he's gone. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't even see this guy. Oh, a couple guys I didn't see. They're down here. Oh, and I'm going to go with it. It's a PPR league. I'm going with this guy. He's going to get a lot of work this year.
Darren Sproles? Who's
that?
One of my guys. I'm going to tell you in a second. I'll tell you in 2 minutes. I don't think nobody will. No, I'm going with hometown boy. Marcel Reese,
he's going to get touches.
Marcel Reese.
I tell you what, guys, I'm about to go in the fancy brunch with my lunch and my sisters. My mom and my sisters, they're in from out of town. So enjoy the rest of the draft. Hit me up on Twitter, Natureboy, Roman numeral 4. And I'll see you guys next week. Go Cowboys.
There it is. All right. Any last words there, Lloyd, before we get off this show?
Nah, I'm good. Everybody have a good year. You know what I'm saying? Hail to the Redskins.
There it is. All right, go ahead, Brian, your turn.
Yeah, everybody, let's just have a safe and healthy year. And, God, football's on its way. I mean, we got college. We got NFL, and it'll be interesting to see what the Dolphins do. I mean, the Cowboys are going to suck again this year, and Roma's going to be arrested for child porn. But that's why I had to throw that in there. Hey, it is what it is. But I'm looking forward to a great show.
And I end with this right here.
7. McFadden gets the edge, 30, 35, 40. Midfield, McFadden breaks a tackle.